Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to switch it up. Normally, we look at tools and strategies and stuff that's out there, external to you. Today, in this episode, we're going to go deeper. We're going to go inside. We're going to look at you, because there's tools, there's systems, there's processes, there's strategies external, but there's also the operator of the tools, the systems, the processes, and the strategies, and that is you. And interestingly enough, I don't create any program or strategy or course, and I've been doing this education gig for the last nearly 13 years now. And unless I've done it myself and it's worked, and on top of that, I've seen results within our community of what others are doing, I won't bother teaching it. So everything that we're teaching you has been proven. The strategy and the system works. The only variable is the operator. So it's not system error. Often it comes down to operator error. And that really depends on you. We've pretty much seen it all of the reasons for success, all of the excuses for failure, and we can whittle it down to the individual. And the great news is that you're probably one of four personality types. So distinct personality types, you've probably seen it before: introverts, extroverts, detailed people, big picture people. We all have different perspectives and strengths and weaknesses. And the people we deal with and interact with, everything from our team, our tradies, our town planners, surveyors, everyone we deal with on our property journey is also a distinct personality type. It's not so much a tools, numbers, strategy business as it is a people business. So knowing yourself and knowing others is incredibly important. Some call it emotional intelligence. And the great news is it is the one skill and trait that is a predictor of your success. And it's the only skill and trait that can be learned. Sometimes you're born with it, sometimes it's nature. This time it is nurture. So it's incredibly important to understand yourself and have a matrix that can help you understand others. And we're going to deep dive into that in this podcast episode. So as a pack animal, we're all born totally innocent. I mean, and more vulnerable than any other animal, by the way. If you see a baby gazelle being born, the mother gives it a few licks, it stands up and it runs with the herd. Baby humans need to be carried. They have to learn to walk. Very, very vulnerable position, very dependent on our caregivers. We don't know any of that when we're born, do we? We're just born. And if you say to a 12-month-old, you're beautiful, they go, I know, because they don't know any better. And they think, you know, they're just, that's why we all say, oh, how innocent, how pure, a newborn baby. But pretty soon they run with the herd. And what happens when we get with the herd? There's a hierarchy, isn't there? We go, who's better, who's worse? Maybe it's when we first go to kindy, or we first go to school, or we go to playgroup or whatever. Suddenly, hang on, we compare. And that's when we get called freckle face and four eyes, and someone's taller and shorter. And we realize that, hang on a minute, it's not just our parents. We're not safe. We're not looked after. We're vulnerable. So what is our worst fear as humans? Abandonment. Because as an animal, we know if we're cast out from the herd, if we don't have that pack to protect us, we're dead meat on the African savannah for survival purposes. So built into us, our survival instinct is an intense need to belong to the herd. So what happens when we're born is we suddenly realize that we're one of many and we start comparing and we're vulnerable, and then we develop our own coping mechanisms. And those coping mechanisms, I'm going to call on a compass. You've probably done Myers-Briggs and introverts and extroverts and a whole lot of other tests, but on our personality profile for our property journey and our goal today, we're going to call it North, South, East and West. We're one of, sometimes you can be in the middle, you can be northeast, but the points of the compass are coping mechanisms that we developed when we realized that there was a risk that the herd may not like us. And what if we're left on our own? Could you think of it, abandonment or being not part of the herd is the worst punishment ever. Far worse than being ridiculed or blamed or vilified is being ignored. What's the worst punishment? Solitary confinement. We'll lock you there. We don't see you. We don't hear you. Why do we pay so much to talk to psychiatrists and psychologists and just talk? Or why is it so valuable to be saying on social media, look at me, look at what I had for breakfast, look where I went, look at all my friends. We want to be acknowledged. And so if our need and our driver is to be involved and part of a herd, and our fear is that not happening, what you're going to do on this journey and your property journey is going to be part of your desire, but also calling up fear. So how do you act under pressure? How do you act when you're stressed and things are flying at you? This isn't prescriptive, by the way, but it is predictive of how you will respond. And that is your outcomes. But you can control this once you understand it. So let's work on it. Fear of abandonment, Norths. They go to kindy, they realize, gosh, people might like me. What if I'm left on my own? What is their coping mechanism? I just got to do this. Get out of my way. So Norths are rip, tear, bust. I'm just going to do it and get out of my way and I'm going to achieve. I don't need anyone else. Norths are great at launch velocity. They can start anything. They're ambitious. They're gregarious. They're driven. Norths are not details people. So Norths have launch velocity and they have a whole lot of unfinished symphonies. Norths love renovations 1 week, then they're building 300 apartments the other week, then they're in Melbourne, then they're in Perth, then they're doing share trading and cryptocurrency and chasing lots of rabbits and shiny objects. They're not closers, but they're great for launch. So partner with a launch, use your inner North to get you going. Just realize your weaknesses will be in the follow through. East. People. East are your salespeople. East look good. They love people. They love a party. They always know a guy who knows a guy who can get them a deal, whose daughter's doing this. And East are connectors. So they're great with networking, getting opportunities. East's weakness is, and the reason the fear of abandonment is solved by East by being liked. If I'm liked, so North, so if I'm in control and you're out of my way, then nothing can hurt me, but I've got to take responsibility. East, if people like me and respect me and love me, then they're not going to reject me from the herd. So East are pleasers, which is good for getting stuff if you leverage it, but it's also bad. Because they can't have the hard conversations. They can't make offers. Or that would be offensive. If I lowball the agent, then he won't like me. They care so much what other people think. It's important to be liked. Souths are very, very conservative, risk averse. They've been hurt before. Souths' motivator is the herd won't reject me if I add value. So Souths are always, how can I help? What can I do? Often they have poor self-esteem or lower self-esteem. They put other people first and they love being a team member. They're introverts. Wests are your perfectionists. They love facts. They love figures. For Wests, it's more important than anything to be right. So Wests are great at feasibilities, at detail, but Wests want to do perfection before they start. They can't bear to be wrong. Their theory is, I won't be cast out from the herd if I'm right. If I'm right, that solves all problems. So I have to be right. I have to just do it on my own. I have to be liked and I have to add value. They're the points of the compass. If we look at our funnel as a recipe, because that's what it is, and whether you're doing development, whether you're doing renovations, whether you're doing rooming houses or tiny homes, whatever your strategy, the funnel, it always starts with the funnel. So think of it like a recipe. There's a certain process for a recipe, whether you're cooking a souffle or savory or sweet or whatever, you're always going to find the recipe, read the ingredients, then you're going to go and buy the ingredients, then you're going to measure them out and do the prep and heat the oven and all. It happens step by step. So If this is a recipe, what your Norths will do is they'll just go, I'm going to make a cake. I've woken up today, I've got a hankering to make a cake, away we go. Oh, I've got nothing to measure it with, doesn't matter. I just put it all in, how much flour, that feels like enough. Oh, I don't have sugar, what's this? Oh, this is honey, honey will do. So Wests are great at starting. They'll get your cake in the oven before everyone else has woken up. Then they'll probably forget about it and they'll go out and they'll do other things and the cake will get burnt and they won't care. They'll go, let's go out for dinner, let's get takeaway. Norths are fun to be around, but not good at systems and recipes. Great to start. East will go, you know what? Let's do a cooking class. I'm going to book us in. I'm going to get us tickets. I found this place. We can go for a drink before. Like, it's all got to be a palaver about the people. Souths are going to be the person who goes, oh, I don't know. I haven't tried this recipe before. I'll tell you what, I'll sit with you, I'll watch you, I'll chop up the onions for you, I'll be your sous chef, I'll do everything else that you say, but I need someone better than me to do it, and I'll participate that way. And Wests are going to go, what idiot wrote this recipe? There's a typo in the first line. If they can't get that right, I bet you the measurements are all wrong, and I'm not going to do it at all. So failing to launch there. So what are you, North, South, East, or West? It's an interesting challenge. The answer to that will give you so much clarity. If you're wanting to know more, you can click on the link below and take the test to see what kind of investor you are, where your risks are, where your pitfalls are, and what it means for your property journey. The link's below. Go ahead and try it out. Be interested to know what type of personality you are. Leave us a comment below and share. We are coming to your capital city live on our Property Mavericks Summit. That's looking at artificial intelligence, what's working in this market, shaking the snow globe a bit post-COVID to see where the trends are and how we can adapt as property entrepreneurs. There's a lot of game-changing stuff in there. And if you're not using the latest property technology or prop tech, as they call it in the industry, then you're really missing out and you will be left behind. So take a look at what we've got in store for you. Go to the link below and register for our Property Mavericks event coming up in July in your closest capital city. We're going to take great care of you. It's going to be a real live, old-fashioned catch-up where we talk and meet face-to-face, eye-to-eye. We're going to fully cater the event and there's going to be networking drinks afterwards as well. So your network is your net worth and you want to be around other property lovers and mavericks who are disrupting the status quo with strategies that actually work. So go to the link below, check it out, reserve your seat, and I can't wait to meet you in person at our Property Maverick Summit Live. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to leave us a review and follow us so that you never ever miss an episode. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.